Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Ram Gold. Hi, Andrei Mezeches Chagiga Daf Yud. The first parak Kol Chayavim. The Zichud Masechta Chagiga program has been generously sponsored by Yenishmas Avram Ber Ben Asher and Yenishmas Tamar Bas Chaim. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, the next mission begins. Hetter Nedarim Porchim Ba'Avir Ve'Ein Lohem Oma Sheyismuchu. The laws of Hetter Nedarim, releasing one from vows, hover in the air and have no support from Torah sources. The Gemara challenges this statement by bringing a brisa that quotes four different Tanaim and their sources for the concept of Hetter Nedarim, followed by the Amor Rav Yehuda, who said in the name of Shmuel, if I would have been there when they brought their sources, I would have said to them that my source is better than yours. For the Pasuk states, Lo Yechel Dvaro, he shall not profane his word. This implies, Hu Eino Mochel, Aba Acherim Mochin Lo. He, referring to the one who took the vow, may not profane it, but others may profane it by annulling it. Rav said that all the sources have a flaw in them, except for Shmuel's, which has no flaw. After pointing out each of the flaws, Rava, and some say it was Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, said, this is an example of the popular saying, one sharp pepper is better than a basketful of gourds. Point number two, the mission continues, Hilchos Shabbos, Chagigos, V'Me'ilos, Harim Kahaharim Hatulim Basara. The laws of Shabbos, Chagigos, and Me'ilah are like mountains suspended by a hair. She'em Mikra Mu'at B'Halachas Merubos, for there are few psukim, yet many halachas. The one asks what this refers to in regard to Shabbos, since many psukim warn about not violating Shabbos, and in answers to the mission is referring to cases like Rabbi Abba, who said, "Achofer gumba Shabbos bein tzarich el afara pater aleh." One who digs a hole in the floor of a house or a courtyard only because he needs the dirt is pater. The Gemara clarifies that this can go even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that one is chayv for a malacha shein tzricha legufa. For Rabbi Yehuda holds that one is chayv when there's some sort of tikkun, whereas this is a case of makalkal, because the person is ruining his house by making the hole. The Gemara asks what the Mishnah means in regard to Shabbos, that the halachas are like mountains suspended by hair, and answers, Malachas Machshavas Asur Torah, Malachas Machshavas Loksiva. The Torah prohibits only calculated labor, and the condition of calculated labor is not written explicitly in the Torah. Rashi explains that it's learned from the juxtaposition of the Parsha of Shabbos to building the Mishkan in Parshas Vayakel. And point number three, the Gemara asks what the Mishnah means, that the Chigiga offerings are like Haharim Hatulim Basar, mountains suspended by a hair, when the laws are explicit in the Torah. As Rashi brings a pasuk of Chagosim, and you shall celebrate, to refer to the Chigiga. The Gemara answers that it is necessary, for Rapapa said to Abaya, from where do we know that the pasuk V'chagosim osu chag l'Hashem zvicha, and you shall celebrate as a chag for Hashem, refers to slaughtering of the Chigiga? Perhaps it just means to celebrate the Chag of Sukkot. After rejecting numerous attempts to prove that the word Chag is referring to a Chagiga, the Gemara brings a Gezer Shava. It's written in the Torah, V'yechogu li b'midbar, and they will celebrate to me in the Midbar. And it's written in Amos, Hazvachim u'minchi gashtim li b'midbar, did you bring me offerings and minchas in the Midbar? Just as in the latter Pasuk it's referring to offerings, so too in the former Pasuk it's referring to offerings. Even though there's a Gezer Shava, the Mishnah says that the laws are like mountains suspended by a hair because Divrei Torah midivrei Kabbalah yalfina. We do not derive Torah law from Navi. Therefore, the source that Chag refers to the Chagiga is from Torah Shebaal Peh. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah begins. Hetter Nedarim Porchim Ba'Avir Ve'Ein Lohem Oma Sheyismuchu. The laws of Hetter Nedarim, releasing one from vows, hover in the air and have no support from Torah sources. The Gemara challenges this statement by bringing a brisa that quotes four different Tanaim and their sources for the concept of Hetter Nedarim, followed by the Amor Rav Yehuda, who said in the name of Shmuel, if I would have been there when they brought their sources, I would have said to them, my source is better than yours. For the Pasuk states, Lo Yechel Dvaro, he shall not profane his word. This implies, Hu Einu Mochel, Aval Acherim Mochin Lo. He, referring to the one who took the vow, may not profane it, but others may profane it by annulling it. Rav said that all the sources have a flaw in them except for Shmuel's, which has no flaw. After pointing out each of the flaws, Rava, and some say it was Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, said, this is an example of the popular saying, Tava chada pilpata charifta, mali tzana dekari. One sharp pepper is better than a basketful of gourds. Point number two, the Mishnah continues, Hilchos Shabbos, Chagigos, V'Hame'ilos, Harim Kaharim, Hatulim Basara. The laws of Shabbos, Chagigos, and Me'ilah are like mountains suspended by a hair. She'em Mikra Mu'at, V'Halachas Merubos. For there are few psukim, yet many halachas. The Gemara asks what this refers to in regard to Shabbos, since many psukim warn about violating Shabbos, and it answers that the Mishnah is referring to cases like Rabbi Abba, who said, Achofer gumba b'Shabbos ve'ein tzarich el afara pater aleh. One who digs a hole in the floor of a house or courtyard only because he needs the dirt is pater. The Gemara clarifies that this can go even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that one is chayev for a malacha shein tzarich legufa. For Rabbi Yehuda holds that one is chayev when there's some sort of tikkun, whereas this is a case of makalkel, because the person is ruining his house by making the hole. The Gemara asks what the Mishnah means in regard to Shabbos, that the halachas are like mountains suspended by air, and answers, Malachas Machshavas Asur Torah, U Malachas Machshavas Loksiva. The Torah prohibits malachas machshavas, and the condition of malachas machshavas is not written explicitly in the Torah. Rashi explains that it's learned from the juxtaposition of the parsha of Shabbos to building the Mishkan in parshas of Vayakel. I'm pointing with you the grass what the Mishnah means that the Chagiga offerings are like Hararin Hadkulim Basar, mountains suspended by a hair, when the laws are explicit in the Torah, as Rashi brings the pasuk v'chagosam, and you shall celebrate, to refer to the Chagiga. The Gemara answers that it is necessary. For a papa said to Abaya, from where do we know that the pasuk v'chagosam oso chag Hashem zvicha, and you shall celebrate as a chag for Hashem, refers to slaughtering of the Chagiga? Perhaps it just means to celebrate the chag of Sukkos. After rejecting numerous attempts to prove that the word chag is referring to Chagiga, the Gemara brings a Gezer Shub. It's written in the Torah, Yechogali b'midbar, and they will celebrate to me in the midbar. And it's written in Amos, Hazvachim u'minchi gashtim li b'midbar. Did you bring to me offerings and minchas in the midbar? Just as in the latter pasuk it's referring to offerings, so too in the former pasuk is referring to offerings. Even though there's a Gezer Shub, the Mishnah says that the laws are like mountains suspended by hair because divrei Torah midivrei Kabbalah lo yalfinim. We do not derive Torah law from Navi. Therefore, the source that a chag refers to the Chagiga is from Torah Shebaal Peh. All right, so now it's time to go to our simon for Daf Yud, and our standard simon is a minyan of Yidden. So here goes. The minyan of Yidden observing a member being released from a nether were almost crushed when the fixture, shaped like a massive mountain and suspended by a hair, suddenly crashed to the floor into a hole that had been dug on Shabbos and where a sheep stood that was going to be slaughtered as a Chagiga. Once again, some motion. The minyan of Yidden, minyan of Yidden, that must be more Daf Yud. The minyan of Yidden observing a member being released from a neder, which reminds us that the next mission begins, Heter Nedarim Porchim Ba'avir Ve'en Lehem Amal She'yismuchu. The laws of Heter Nedarim releasing one from vows hover in the air and have no support from Torah sources. The Gemara challenges this statement, bringing a brisa that quotes four different Tanaim and their sources of the concept of Heter Nedarim, followed by the Amor Rav Yehuda said in the Mishmul. If I would have been there when they brought their sources, I would have said to them, my source is better than yours. But the pasuk states, Lo yechel devaro, he shall not profane his word. This implies, Hu eino mochel, aval echere mochelin lo. He, referring to the one who took the vow, may not profane it, but others may profane it by annulling it. So, the minyan of Yidden observing a member being released from a neder were almost crushed when the fixture, shaped like a massive mountain and suspended by hair, suddenly crashed to the floor into a hole that had been dug on Shabbos, which reminds us. The Mishnah continues, Hilchos Shabbos Chagigos Me'ilos Harim Kahari Matulim Basara. The laws of Shabbos Chagigos and Me'ilos are like mountains suspended by a hair. For there are few psukim, yet many halachas. We're asked what this refers to regarding Shabbos, since many psukim warn about not violating Shabbos, and it answers that the Mishnah is referring to cases like Rabbi Abba, who said that one who digs a hole in the floor of a house or courtyard only because he needs the dirt is pater. The Gemara clarifies that this can go even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that one's chayv from malacha she'en is sricha l'gufa, for Rabbi Yehuda holds that one is chayv when there's some sort of tikkun, whereas this is a case on mekalkel, because the person is ruining his house by making the hole. So, the minyan of Yidden observing a member being released from a neder were almost crushed when the fixture, shaped like a massive mountain and suspended by hair, suddenly crashed to the floor into a hole that had been dug on Shabbos and where a sheep stood that was going to be slaughtered as a Chagiga. Which reminds the Gemara asks what the Mishnah means that the Chagiga offerings are like Hari Matulim Basar, mountains suspended by hair, when the laws are explicit in the Torah, as Rashi brings the pasuk of Chagosim, and you shall celebrate, to refer to the Chagiga. The Gemara answers that it's necessary for a papa said to Abai, from where do we know that the pasuk v'chagosim oso chag l'Hashem zvicha, and you shall celebrate as a chag for Hashem, refers to slaughtering of the Chagiga. Perhaps it just means to celebrate the chag of Sukkos. After rejecting numerous attempts to prove that the word chag is referring to Chagiga, the more brings a gezer shava. It's written in the Torah, v'yachog li b'midbar, and they will celebrate to me in the midbar, and it's written in Amos, hazvachnu minchi gashnim li b'midbar, did you bring me offerings and minchas in the midbar? So just as in the latter pasuk it's referring to offerings, so too in the former pasuk it's referring to offerings. So once again, the minyan of Yidden observing a member being released from a neder were almost crushed when the fixture, shaped like a massive mountain and suspended by hair, suddenly crashed to the floor into a hole that had been dug on Shabbos and where a sheep stood that was going to be slaughtered as a Chagiga. All right, now it's time for a four Bat Chazara. Daf Vav. So the Simur Daf Vav is a sword. So here goes. The blind and lame sons who are busy having a toy sword fight. Sword fight? That must be one Daf Vav. The blind and lame sons were busy having a toy sword fight, since they were not being mechanech in the mitzvah of re'iyah, which reminds us. Rabbi Shimon asks, what's the din according to Beis Shammai for a katan chiger, a lame child who will heal? And what's the din according to Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding a katan who is blind, who will eventually have his vision restored, regarding the chiv to be mechanech them in the mitzvah of re'iyah? Abaye answered, since an adult with these disabilities would not be chayv to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, one would not be chayv to mechanech the child to go up, even though the child will eventually be healed before becoming an adult. So the blind and lame sons, who were busy having a toy sword fight since they were not being mechanech in the mitzvah of re'iyah, while their father spent the minimum shir for his re'iyah and chagiga, which reminds us, regarding the minimum shirim for the olos re'iyah and shalmei chagiga, Beis Shammai hold that the olos re'iyah has a greater minimum shir since it's offered completely to Hashem, and there are more olos offered on Shavuos. Beis Hillel hold that the shalmei chagiga has a greater minimum shir because the chagiga was brought before Hasinai, and the Nasim brought more shlamim than olos. So the blind and lame sons were busy having a toy sword fight since they were not being mechanech in the mitzvah of re'iyah, while their father spent the minimum shiurim for his re'iyah and chagiga, overheard him tell the seller he wants an olos re'iyah like the one that was offered before Har Sinai, which reminds us, initially it was thought that Rabbi Shmuel holds that it was the olos re'iyah that was brought before Matan Torah, not the olos tamid, for he holds klaus nemar b'Sinai v'pratus b'ohel moed. The general principles of the mitzvahs were given at Har Sinai, whereas the details of the mitzvahs were taught at the ohel moed. It's not tenable that if the ol was a tummy, that it was commanded by a Kodesh Baruch Hu for all generations, originally without hefshet b'nituach, skinning and dismemberment, and only later required hefshet b'nituach, which were taught at the ol moed. The Gemara concludes that just as Rabbi Yossi Agli holds that it was the tummy that was offered before Matan Torah, and only afterwards it required hefshet b'nituach, so too Rabbi Shmuel could hold the same, that it was the tummy that was brought before Matan Torah, not an olos re'iyah. Dav Zayin, so the Simmer Dav Zayin is guns. So here goes. The man who was stopped by armed guards, guns, that means we're on Dav Zayin. The man who was stopped by armed guards while on his way to bring another olos re'iyah, which reminds us, there's a Malkos by Yochanan Rish Lakish regarding the meeting of Harayon Engel Shi'ur. Rabbi Yochanan says Harayon refers to Rias Panim ba'Azara, appearing in the Azara, and Rish Lakish says it means Rias Panim ba'Karban, appearing in the Azara with a carbon. They disagree only regards to bringing an olos re'iyah on the days after the first day. Rabbi Yochanan says when the Mishnah listed mitzvahs that have no shi'ur, it meant Rias Panim ba'Azara, the Engel Shi'ur. It's the appearance in the Azara that has no shi'ur. Hala carbon, yesh la shi'ur, but bringing the carbon does have a shi'ur, meaning that one is only permitted to bring one olos re'iyah. And if he brought more than that, he'd be over on Baal Tosif. Reish Lakish says that afil carbon nami engel shi'ur, that even the carbon has no shi'ur, and one may bring an olos re'iyah every time he enters the Azara. So the man who was stopped by armed guards while on his way to bring another olos re'iyah assured them that his carbon was an ola and not a chattis nor an ashim, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan challenged Reish Lakish, who holds that one may bring a carbon each time he appears in the base of Mikdash from the pasuk Hokiragel come in base re'echo, let your foot be rare in your beloved's house, referring to the base of Mikdash. The Gemara answers Hasim b'chatos v'ashamos. The pasuk there is referring to chattis and ashim offerings, which are brought by one who has sinned. So the man who was stopped by armed guards while on his way to bring another olos re'iyah assured them that his carbon was an ola and not a chattis nor an ashim, and showed them his receipt to prove that he paid for it from Ruin. Which reminds us, the Gemara said that the Mishnah implied that the olos re'iyah may be brought in Yantav from Meister Sheni, which is a problem because the olos re'iyah is a davar shebechova, a mandatory carbon. We call davar shebechova ein ba'el min Ruin, and any mandatory carbon doesn't come except from Ruin. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah is chasur mixra, and this is what it's actually saying: olos nedarim nedavos b'moed ba'os b'yom tov einum ba'os. Olos that are nedarim and nedavos are brought in Chol HaMoed, but not in Yantav, and the olos re'iyah is brought even on Yantav, and when it's brought only from Chulin, and the Shalmei Simcha may come from Meiser, and the Chagiga, the first Yantav of Pesach, Beis Shammai say it comes from Chulin, and Beis Hillel say it may come from Meiser. Dav Ches, so the Simmer Dav Ches is a Challah. So here goes. The wealthy baker, Challah, that must be more on Dav Ches. The wealthy baker who used some Meiser Sheni monies together with his Chulin to buy 10 Shalmei Chagigas, which reminds the Bryson Dav Zanum Beis Day, the Beis Hillel said that the Shalmei Chagiga may come from Meiser Sheni. The Gemara asks how this is so. Dav Shebechova, who called Dav Shebechova, in a Baal Min Chulin. It's a mandatory offering, and any mandatory offering can only come from Chulin. We'll answer the Beis Hillel referring to Tofa, where one supplements the money used to buy the Shalmei Chagiga with some Meiser Sheni money. There's some Algogas Amorim regarding how one supplements. Chizkiah says, Tovim behema l'behema, we may supplement an animal brought from Chulin with another animal brought from Meiser Sheni, but not with monies from Meiser Sheni. Chizkiah says, Tovim behema l'behema, we may supplement an animal brought from Chulin with another animal brought from Meiser Sheni. But Yochanan says, Tovim maus l'maus, vein Tovim behema l'behema. We supplement monies with monies, but not animals with animals. Since each animal is a chagiga, it should have some Chulin monies mixed in with it. So the wealthy baker used some Meiser Sheni monies together with his Chulin to buy 10 shalmei chagigas and baked a lot of challah to be eaten with all the meat of Nedarim and Nedavos he was going to rejoice with over the chag, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brisa, the Pasuk states, V'samachta b'chagecha l'rabos kol minei smachos l'simcha. You shall rejoice on your chag to include all kinds of rejoicing with the mitzvah of having simcha on the chag. Yisraelim can fulfill their chiyuv with the meat of Nedarim, Nedavos, and Meis Mehema, and go on with the meat of a chattis, ashim b'chor, and chaz of a shok. One might have thought that one can also fulfill their chiyuv with birth birds, and Menachos, the Torah therefore states, V'samachta b'chagecha, you shall rejoice on your chag, mishachagiga b'mehem, from that which the chagiga can be brought. So the wealthy baker used some Meiser Sheni monies together with his chulin to buy 10 shalmei chagigas and baked a lot of challah to be eaten with all the meat of Nadarim and Nadavos he was going to rejoice with over the chag, was only able to offer 5 chagigas on the first day of Yantav. Which reminds us, Ula said in the name of Rish Lakish, if one designated 10 animals for his Shalmei Chagiga and he offered 5 of them on the first day of Yantav, he may go back and offer the remaining 5 on the second day of the Chag. Where Yochanan says, Kevin Shapasak Shuveinu Makrib. Once he stopped bringing the animals, he may not bring them anymore, meaning they may not be brought, as Chagigas. Rabbi Abba said, there's no machokas. When Rabbi Yochanan said he may not bring them on the second day, he was referring to a case where he didn't specify that they would be offered on the first day. Now this would be problematic, since perhaps he didn't have them in mind initially as Chagigas, and he's assigned to bring a Chagiga on the second day. He would then be over on Bal Tosif, adding on to a mitzvah. Daf Tes, so the Simmer Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The lady who showed up a day late for the teapot, that must mean we're on Daf Tes. The lady who showed up a day late for the tea party and tried to compensate for missing it, which reminds us we have machlokes on the meaning of bringing a carbon chagiga as tashlumim. Yochanan says it means tashlumim rishon is a compensation for the first day of the chag, but Rav Oshia says it's tashlumim zeh lazeh. Each day can be a compensation for any other day. The nafka mina between the two opinions is chiga b'yom rishon nispash b'yom sheni. One who was lame the first day and became healed on the second day. According to Rabbi Yochanan, since he was not fitting to bring it on the first day, he's not eligible to bring it on the second day. But according to Rabbi Oshia, since he is eligible to bring it on the second day, if he failed to do so, he may bring it on the next day as tashlumin. So the lady who showed up a day late for the tea party and tried to compensate for missing it was heavily rebuked by the hostess, who showed her a picture of the ladies who came, whom she could not be counted with. Which reminds us, the pasuk says, "Muvas lo yuchol iskon, the chesron lo yuchol imanos," a crooked thing cannot be straightened, and a lack cannot be counted, which is referring to one whose friends counted him in with themselves with the goal of doing a mitzvah, but he's not counted with them. Rashi explains that once the mitzvah is done, he has lost the opportunity to have done it with the group. So the lady who showed up a day late for the tea party and tried to compensate for missing it was heavily rebuked by the hostess, who showed her a picture of the ladies who came, whom she could not be counted with, and handed her a sheet with instructions to review the next invitation 101 times. Which reminds us, the difference between one who serves Hashem and one who does not is one who reviews his learning 101 times versus one who only reviews it 100 times. This is likened to a donkey driver, where a standard trip of 10 parses costs 1 zuz, but a trip of 11 parses costs 2 zuzing. All right, now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous mesechtes. Number 1. Which daf did we learn that Rav Yehuda would say that one digging a hole in the house for dirt on Shabbos is putt because it's mekalkel? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 2. Which daf did we learn that one is not chayev to be mechanech a lame or blind son in the mitzvah of re'iyah, since an adult in the same matzah would not be chayev? That's on daf Vav. Good. Number 3. Which daf did we learn that an olet re'iyah comes from chulin and not from meiser sheni? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that one cannot compare one who reviews his learning 101 times to one who only reviews 100 times? That's on daf Tess. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that the Gemara learns from a Gezeirah Shavah that the word chag refers to shechting the chagiga? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that Yisroel can fulfill their chiyuv of simcha on the chag with nadarim and nadavas, whereas Kohanim can do it with the meat of the chatas Ashem Bechor and Chaz V'Shok? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Oshia, on the meaning of tashlumim, whether it's tashlumim l'rishon or tashlumim zeh l'zeh? That's on daf Test. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we discuss the case of one who brought 10 chagigas but was only able to offer 5 of them on the first day? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that the pasuk hoker raglecha mebeis re'echo, let your foot be rare in your beloved's house, is referring to chatos v'ashamos, not olos and shlamim? That's on daf Zion. Good. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that Rav Yehuda brought in the name of Shmuel that the source for Hetan Nadarim is Lo Yachel Dvaro? That's on daf Yud. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which daf do we learn that the laws of Chol HaMoed are like the laws of the Kusim, and you cannot derive one from the other? That's on daf Yud. Base and Mode. Cut. And good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that Kodesh Baruch Hu makes full the years of Tzaddikim so that they die on the same day and month that they were born? That's on daf Yadav. Good. And number three, which death did we learn that Haman was humiliated when he took Mordechai around and Mordechai kicked him as he stepped on him to get onto the horse? That's on Dav. Tezani Megillah. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.